live from Studio J. It's the Jake and Jake podcast.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, this is our first time in a new location doing the podcast.
Yeah. We used to do it at your place.
And then you took over. Not as a bad thing. It was just, you know,
natural progression.
What happened? Well, we would leave the board games. How did the board games move?
I don't know. You know what happened? Mm-hmm. This is what happened. You took the microphone because I think you wanted to do a podcast with your dad or something.
No, that was way after.
That was March.
I don't know about that.
It was March
2019.
So the mic was always
January. Or maybe this place is just better 1 week. It just happened.
That's probably, no one's usually in your house.
This is like questioning the beginning of a relationship. Like, how are we friends? No one knows.
No one knows. I do know how I met Jacob. I know we met through Nick, but like that's a whole...
I don't even know if that's true.
I met him just in first grade. Like, that could be a whole...
I don't even know.
Well, you love the story of how we met.
Yeah, have I said that on here?
That's a great one. Yes, you have. I remember.
I definitely have. But it's the...
Yeah, we were on the boat.
We actually had the same... We had the same conversation of how we met.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
A few weeks ago.
It was a few weeks ago?
I don't remember much from what we talked about. Content. But, well, that's the hard part.
Right.
Listen, we're dropping Chi Huang D references.
I listened to a podcast this week I don't ever listen to podcasts. They were in episode 373.
Oh, my God.
And what are we on?
We're way past 50.
Like,
we're past
60, 50. Maybe. That's like the meme. 50, we're always on 50.
We're always on 50.
We'll never go past.
This is the 50th
episode. Is this the 50th? I don't know. Give it a couple weeks.
So there's definitely 5 straight episodes where we think it was the 50th episode.
Well, every week we thought it was a year anniversary.
That's also good.
And then, the one time we checked, it was a week late. Well, we are in a new apartment. We're at Jordan Sharp's new apartment.
Very nice.
That's awesome. It's absolutely beautiful. If you haven't gotten an invite yet,
thank you.
Definitely force yourself in here
for a day.
Yeah, there's tight security in Mineola.
That's right.
And yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you happy here?
No, yeah, it's good. I don't know a lot of the people in the building yet, and I know they're still trying to fill the building with people, but. It's nice. Like, I'm taken care of well. I have the free coffee. Yes, free coffee for those listening in. You get free coffee in the lobby. The amenities are nice. And now, you know, the biggest pain is, like, when you move, is the moving stuff. It's, like, getting everything in, having people set stuff up, or having, you know, this, like, I'm waiting. I still don't have a couch. So, for those listening in, you don't know this, but me, Jake, and Jacob are sitting on the floor of my room. Because there's no couch yet in the apartment.
It's very nice. It's like a Japanese style right now. We're all sitting on the floor. Very
low. The
bed's
very low, though.
The suede pillows are delish.
You like the suede pillow?
Yeah, very nice.
So I got that at Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. It's this whole set, the pillow and this comforter, whole set, $60.
Now, when you went to Bed Bath & Beyond,
a bad deal.
Oh, did you feel like you were like shopping for college again?
Yeah, you know what's weird? There's other people, other moms and kids shopping.
Yeah, for college, right?
And they're all they're all looking at me.
They all have the same look.
Everyone's
it's all the same.
You're like following your mother who's picking out all your crap. You're like, all right.
How many hangers do I get?
Like,
what bed frame do I choose?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to do any of that. And then the best is when I went to pay for everything, she's like, oh, where do you go to school? I'm like, I went to Binghamton.
Mineola University.
Mineola University.
Cool. I think, so you were giving us a tour of the place.
Yes.
So you had a beautiful gym.
The gym's nice. Yes.
Gym's nice. You have a very pretty pool.
Thanks.
I think when you showed Jacob. Not, oh my God.
You're
Jacob.
Jacob.
I'm Jacob. I think when you showed Jake the deck on top, he fell in love.
I was surprised.
You like the deck?
That was the
game
changer.
I thought it was going to be a big, like a deck area. You know, it's like a small, like,
just
square.
Space. Yeah.
You know, it was the whole roof. They really made use of the whole space.
They did. They did a good job.
I was
job.
Very impressed.
I haven't been over on the other side yet, though, in the other building.
That's an adventure.
Yes.
You got to figure out how to get there.
Far walk.
On the drive over here, Jake and I, we said we have to go with low expectations, even though it's a very new building.
Oh, yeah.
Like a very high quality apartment that you got, you wouldn't move in for any schlubby apartment.
No,
but it exceeded expectations wildly. Right, Jake?
I was telling the story of one of the worst apartments I've ever been in.
Really? Where's that?
I was like in Chicago. One of my friends lived there. The bathroom was in the kitchen.
What do you mean it was in the kitchen?
It was. It used to be a closet in the kitchen.
Oh my God.
The landlord changed it from a closet to a bathroom.
So how tight is it? It's gotta be
it is tiny. It was a closet. It was
sorry.
Very, very small.
Uh-huh.
And I all right. When I went there like 3 or 4 times max. Every time I was there, I refused to go to the bathroom.
That is the worst structural design of a house.
It was awful.
So the bathroom in the kitchen is
where you're making
your
pasta.
They exactly. also never paid me back for the beer that I bought. But
really?
Yeah.
Wait, what beer did you buy?
First time it was good. First time it was like whatever was
what
like
brand.
I remember it was like some Chicago special stuff. Whatever.
Oh, like you really? You don't know?
Because Chicago is all about the local breweries.
IPAs and all that
so,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you pick out whatever the flavor of the week is. At the, even at 7-Eleven, they have like a shelf just like the local. Whatever
Jake bringing the party.
Jake's bringing
oh, right.
beer.
When did you think?
Were you
I didn't know I
like this.
Were you the main supplier?
Technically, yes. But
really?
No, I wasn't.
What?
And then after that,
how
so
old were you?
I like. It was
real idea or fake?
First year. Fake.
Oh, damn.
Allegedly.
Wait, you have a fake idea or you use Ben?
I did use Ben's.
Okay.
Allegedly.
That makes sense.
Because we looked that. Very similar, so.
No, you would pass Ben.
But,
exactly.
This guy went from bringing
after
beer.
After that, I was like, you know what? I'm going cheap. We went to Miller Lite.
Oh, very nice.
You went from bringing beers in college to rice makers to Jordan Sass.
How about that?
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, that was a great
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
We
Thank
bought a rice
much,
maker
guys.
For Jordan for his apartment because it's an all-in-one whatever. We didn't buy him rice, though.
No rice.
Yeah.
I don't have rice, but I have the cooker for it. But what I like about it is it's also a slow cooker.
I think
a slow cooker makes stews and soups
and
so forth.
I'm a slow cooker. I take a while to make stuff, so I can just throw everything in there.
I'm pretty sure you could set it and then just like forget it. You know, like set it and forget it.
Sam, I am. Look at that.
It's like we're on QVC with JG.
You can set it and you can forget it.
What's the worst apartment you've seen?
The worst apartment I've seen?
I have a good answer to this though, but I'll wait.
You can go first, Jordan.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm trying to
I can't say names, but...
I didn't say names.
No,
you said the worst apartment.
A friend of mine has an apartment, and it's very, very tight. Like,
mm-hmm.
It has everything you need. It has... It's a two-bedroom... New York City. It's a two-bedroom, one bathroom, and you paid for what you got. That's all I'm going to say. And it's tight. I mean, I don't mind. I need space. So I knew that once I was moving, I said, I need a space, you know, that I have, you know, like where I can feel my balls. But I, but it's very tight. And what was the rule? Oh, this is what I found funny. And this might be a little hint. I don't think they listened to the pod, but there's a light outside of the bathroom. Like when the bathroom light is outside. So if I'm in the bathroom or in the shower, you guys can flick the light on and off while I'm in there.
Oh.
I don't like that. I need to know where the light is in the bathroom.
You could probably rewire it to a new switch, but like,
yeah, but I saw that and I was like, I'm not going to the bathroom.
If like you had it, I bet you could.
No, I'm
like,
sure. Yeah.
If I lived there, I would like figure it out. I would say, you know what, I'm rewiring this.
I think the worst apartment I've ever seen, I don't even know if you could consider this apartment because it was in a house, but this girl who I went on Birthright with, she just lived in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you went up the stairs, she didn't have a door. It was just a curtain. And
where's the pop filter?
Oh, the muffler?
Oh,
yeah.
Is that working?
I don't know. It still works.
No, it's working. You forgot the pop filter. It
might be in the house.
You're going to hear a lot of peas. Yeah.
Yeah, no, so it's basically her house. She lived in the attic of a house, and she didn't have a front, like, she didn't have a door. It was just, a curtain.
Just slide.
And she walked in, and, like, half the room was dedicated to her cat and, like, the litter box, and the other half was her bed. Like, I didn't even see a bathroom.
No bathroom?
I think she had an outbox.
That's
and
bad.
Bed. Yeah, I don't know.
Right,
where.
That's pretty bad.
That's
yeah,
bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, but that's, is that an apartment?
I don't know, but that's, like, the worst living conditions I've ever seen.
I'll give you that, yeah.
I also have family friends that have a bathroom in the kitchen, so I think that's equally as bad.
Oh, you've seen... All right, so you've seen that before.
I've seen that,
yeah.
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
No.
It is not.
I mean,
and then you don't feel comfortable eating at their house because
mm-hmm.
you don't know what cross-contamination goes where.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, the frat, when I lived in the fraternity house,
yeah.
It, like, you know, my parents were like, this is disgusting. You live at the frat. It's the parties. It's sticky on the floor and all, like... But I was fine.
You didn't mind it?
No, I didn't mind at all. But, like, what's crazy is, like, I think, like, if I, let's say I had a small place or, like, or another spot, like, you would think it's fine because I live there. Like,
mm-hmm.
the person living there isn't going to say it's no good unless they really, really, really don't like it because they're paying rent.
Yeah. Now, like, I wasn't in a fraternity. Jake wasn't in a fraternity. But,
I was in
like,
a fraternity.
Yeah, so as a fraternity guy, why do fraternity brothers like living in crap conditions? Like, what's the because there's like,
right.
is like everyone's just wild? Is
let,
that the
thing? Right, let's preface a couple
again.
Things.
Yeah.
Number one, no one likes living in crap conditions. No one
I don't
likes.
Know.
If you, unless there's, listen, and no one, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's like, no, like, obviously I don't want to be in a house where the floors are sticky and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're with the guys, it's very fun. And what I liked about it was not the fact that it was just a mess, but like, I was kind of in the action. Like, I could kind of go to the party and then go back upstairs to my room and be kind of safe. And, like, I could take a break from the party. I had a nice middle. And if I met people at the party, now I'm not getting the detail, but if they
oh,
said...
Oh, please get into detail.
Well, if I said, hey, sweetheart, you want to come upstairs and see the beautiful art painting in my room, I could do that.
What was your room in college? What did that look like?
You never seen my room in college?
No, I saw a picture. Didn't you have like a Luigi's booth in there or something?
A Luigi? No.
No, you tried to purchase.
I wanted it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So I spoke to Francesca. Shout out Francesca. And I wanted to get Luigi's got these new booths. I was going to bring one of the booths to Binghamton and put it in my room. Fun fact. But what my room looked like, I had...
The new one or the old one?
No, the old one closed down. And so they were throwing out all that crap.
They threw it out and they just reupholstered it.
What? The Luigi's booths?
Yeah.
They were throwing
out. They threw everything out.
They started fresh. So I was going to try to see if I could snag one and bring it up to Bing. But anyway, the way the room was, I used to have this blue couch in my room. You know this. You stay all that.
Yeah.
That blue couch I brought to school.
Oh, okay.
So I had, you'll actually crack up this. I had the blue couch. I didn't have a bed frame. So the landlord sucked. This guy was a jerk. But he didn't give me a frame. I was pissed off. So what he did was he put two mattresses up. That's what it was. And fun fact, Jake, you'll like this. You know, Nick stayed, when I was away for a weekend, I was home, Nick visited John Marafino
mm-hmm.
and stayed in my room, but didn't know it was my room until he was leaving. Because then he texted me, he wrote like, hey, I stayed in your room, and I was cracking up. I'm like, oh, you went up to see John. Like that was the friend John was having stay over. I didn't know what was happening.
Oh, that's nice.
But the room was nice. I had a lot of Banksy. Like there was a lot of,
ooh, that's cool.
So like there's these stencils online, like these, well, more stickers, honestly. And, you can take them right off the wall whenever you're done with them, but it was recreations of all Banksy's artwork. So I had this big thing above my bed. It was like this painter.
Is that like a fat head?
Yeah, it was kind of like a fat head. And it was this guy, and one of Banksy's paintings was, it's just a picture of a, it says, follow your dreams, and it's this big red thing across it. It just says, canceled. So I had that right above my bed. And I always used to look at that because, like, again, I'm trying to do something very difficult with the film thing.
Uh-huh.
And I people always, you know, they give up, they cancel, and they move on. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be the under the cancel.
That's beautiful.
So I always look at that before I move on. That was my room.
Oh, cool.
Show's over.
What art piece did you choose to bring over? Because I know you had a bunch of art in your house. So you have the Jordan piece.
Yeah.
So you have the Wolf of Wall Street poster.
Oh, the Wolfie poster.
Okay.
There's the Warriors poster. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie before, but the Warriors is a cult classic. I'll say it here. Every person should see that movie, especially if you're from New York, Brooklyn, or any of the boroughs.
Speaking of cult classic, I actually just watched Indiana Jones for the first time.
What'd you think?
Amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
I see why it's got the, like the allure that
it's an adventure.
No, it's awesome.
Jake, your thoughts on Indiana Jones?
Never seen them. Never
it was worth
saw
it.
Jurassic Park either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jake.
Okay.
That's hot take. And you've seen American History X.
I have.
Damn.
What?
That's serious?
Think of, well, American History X is a little more niche.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you've seen a movie that, like, I hadn't seen that. I didn't really know much about it until you told me. Every person knows Indiana Jones is Jurassic Park.
Everyone should watch American History X, though.
They should. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Just for brilliant writing, you should just see it.
Story
is cinematography fun. Is amazing in that movie, too.
Well, Edward Norton's money.
Edward Norton's amazing. It's just,
I never understood how many times, like, an artist steals from Indiana Jones.
They all do.
No, like, I didn't, like, I knew the big boulder coming at you, like, I knew that reference,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know, like, running into the plane in the water, or, like,
yeah.
those crazy things in the wild, like, chasing Indiana. Like, I didn't get everything, but, like, when you see something, like, so culturally relevant, and
which
then
one is it? Is that Raiders?
Raiders of the
Lost
Ark. Yeah. It was opening, like, eye-opening.
It's crazy. I mean, like, a lot of these filmmakers, and this is just a big phrase, is that the best artist is also the best thief, and, like, everyone references everything, and
mm-hmm.
you just may not know. I can name movies from the 30s, 40s, 50s that I've seen references in any movie, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you a great example. There's a movie called, is it Shadows? Yeah, Shadows. It's a French New Wave film from the 40s and 50s. They were really the first people to do, like, a fast cut, which means, like, let's say Jake and I, like, we do a shot, Jake and I are standing in my room getting ready for something, and it just cuts to us at lunch. Like, you know that it went from us getting ready to getting to the place. Like, you don't need to see us driving. It just
mm-hmm.
took us there. A lot of movies, they'll either fade, they'll do the long fade, or they'll do, like, the next day, or, like, they'll tell you. That was kind
of
showing.
The new wave of that is, like, they show the surroundings, and then they go into the people.
Right.
Like if it's set in New York, they'll, like, do a shot of the Empire State Building.
And then kind of
and then
the
go into
but
the
that's
north.
That's cheap, like, storytelling, though.
What?
Like, isn't that easy? Like as, no, like as
you'd
a,
be surprised.
No, but as a, I'm just saying, like as a director, I feel like that original that you just mentioned, what was it, the 1930s? Yeah, the Shadows. I feel like that's like a unique way of storytelling. Whereas, like I feel like it's very sitcom-y. Like when I was watching Friends growing up, I remember, all right, cutscene, all right, Empire State Building.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I feel like that's what a lot of movies are doing now too.
I feel like it's really easy.
It is easy, but they need to set the tone. Like,
they need to set the scene a little bit.
When I saw, right. Have you ever seen The Town? With I watched that.
Is
that
the one
night.
With the nun masks?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Amazing
it's
movie.
So I watched it again last night, and that was the first movie watched in this apartment for those referencing. And watch that. And the way the movie starts is it's in Charlestown. So they kind of show you around Charleston, you know, Massachusetts near Boston, and that goes on for like 2 or 3 minutes. But what I was referencing with Shadows is more of the idea that like, it's time passing. Like, I don't need to show if Jake and I are getting ready to go out to the bars, and you know, I could show us maybe putting like, you know, fixing our hair in the mirror, but I don't need to show going down the elevator, going in the cab, heading to the bar. I could cut right to the bar, like that chronological. Time lapse mm-hmm. wasn't really, it was like really strong in that movie. Like they were just cutting mm-hmm. to different moments and you could follow it well. People didn't do that. It was very concise and clean and whatever until that kind of started rolling around.
You got it. Who do you see yourself stealing from?
Oh, money people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh my God. But it's kind of weird because I'll steal from things based on what I'm watching that at that moment. For example, like I'm making the McDonald's thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of Sopranos references because I just rewatched the show.
So I should watch the Sopranos. I've never seen it.
Oh,
I've never seen it either.
Jake, I'll sit and watch it the whole season. I'll watch the entire series with you, start to finish.
You want to watch that?
You want to do it again? I'll do it again.
Let's do it.
I just did it with Fro.
I've never seen the Sopranos, so we should do it.
Joe is on season 6. I started behind him and then finished before him. I've seen the show a million times.
So HBO, right?
Yeah.
That would make HBO.
Or
was
it?
Those
great
actually,
question. That could be a fight and a half. You could say The Wire.
Have
you
seen
Sopranos? You could say Curb. You could say a lot of shows.
There's a documentary on Netflix called like it was like a documentary of like how HBO came to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of a whole series of like the 2000s or the 1990s of just like television or movies and stuff, all that.
Yeah.
It was a huge like fight for HBO.
Oh yeah.
And then like once The Sopranos ended and people weren't happy with it. The numbers dropped for HBO so terrible.
I bet.
The subscriptions, because the subscription service they pay for on TV, the subscriptions nosedive.
Speaking of HBO, have you guys seen Euphoria?
No.
Talk about
what is that?
Boobies and peepees galore.
What?
I'm not even lying. Like literally every scene.
What is this recommendation?
No, it's like a combination of like 13 Reasons Why and Not Another Cinderella Story. Like it's a weird.
I haven't seen either of those things.
I don't know what that is. Well, for
why
those
would
of
I
those,
watch 13 Reasons Why?
Why would I
watch?
No, well, that's a doubter. No, but it's like a really weird movie. It's about like, you know, those one of those series where like there's like 10 different plots going on and then it's all going to diverge into one. Basically, like,
oh, what is that called?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
it's
basically.
Like, yeah, it's like Pulp Fiction.
No, well, I mean, you know.
You ever seen the movie Crash?
No, but
no.
I should. I know, I've heard that.
It's like Crash where there's like 6 different things going on and then at the end, one thing brings them all together.
And exactly. Like so anyway, if you're looking for a show with I don't know where you can go HBO after this. Like seriously, like what are they gonna show after like male genitalia and boobies and everything?
Game of Thrones.
Porn. What is
it? No, but like I always imagine like our parents, like when they had commercials, they had.
What are you bringing your parents right into the
hold on,
no, conversation?
No, this is a very good question.
Your parents
not a question.
Listen to the pod.
My mom does, my dad doesn't. Listen.
Shout out, Mom.
So like when our parents
you're
were
not growing, shout out
here? Oh, shout out Mom. Okay. No, so listen, when our parents were growing up and they had a commercial on TV for a bra, it used to be over sweaters. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah. They wouldn't show skin. Now you see Victoria's Secret models, whatever, they're all dancing around on the commercials.
Sex sells.
Sex sells. So what I'm saying is, right now on TV, there's,
you
like
see
I said,
Hebrew National commercials.
there's boobs and peepees galore, and I'm wondering, I actually think of this all the time, as someone who's trying to get into the like the industry.
Oh,
like,
great.
Where can it possibly go after this? Like, everything's being shown already.
Well, what else can you do?
What else can you do? Like, there's got to be eventually a pullback. Like, the pendulum swings back and forth, right?
Right.
So,
wait. What do you mean the pendulum?
Society
you're talking about the peepees? You're talking about,
you know what I mean?
A lot more
yeah.
liberal over the past 30 years. It's become a lot more liberal.
Definitely.
Just with everything, and that's just part of it.
Yeah.
To show more skin on anything.
Right.
But is it gonna swing back, or society as a whole becomes more conservative again?
Oh, great question. I don't know. I think
it might.
Because
you know what would be? I think something really monumental needs to happen for it to swing back. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because the more and more I see it, and we could, you know, like
I don't think it works like that. I think culture is way more gradual than that.
You think it's like that? The way I'm thinking out of it is this: back then, it was, from my understanding, like, mm-hmm. when you went to work, like, everyone, it didn't matter what your job was, like, you know what I mean, like, you have a regular job, like, you wore a full suit. Now I see there's more of these younger companies. This is just from what I've seen. I could be wrong.
I wore this to work.
Like, yeah, like, people wear
jeans, you know, and a sweater.
Jeans and a sweater, or, like, it's more casual, and I see this trend, but I don't see it going back unless, this was my theory, that something monumental that, like, was a result of the relaxed notion that people are having, like, something, like, considering that everyone's, like, slowly becoming more relaxed about certain things and dressing mm-hmm. a certain way or acting a certain way, that something were to happen where everything, like, that was the bad thing that were to happen was a direct result of everyone being relaxed, which would bring mm-hmm. everybody back to that. Like,
but what happened as a result of us being
here?
Liberal.
More
yeah.
people were relaxed.
Why?
I mean, I would say that.
Like, there's no, like, okay, fine, the hippie movement, summer of love.
I was going to say Vietnam.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But, like,
well, before that, it was the flappers, right? During the Gatsby?
That,
like,
that
was when
in the 20s.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, I'm talking, like, that was way before the hippie.
But
like,
in
the what?
The 50s, people weren't seeing.
You watched
the
Gatsby.
The,
you know,
the flappers?
Flappers.
East End, West End.
Yeah. All right, so what were you saying, Jacob? Sorry.
In the 50s, they didn't foresee liberal, like, society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything can happen.
Nobody,
like,
can see it.
We can't foresee conservatism.
We don't know. Tomorrow I'll wake up.
What would it look like in 30 years if we go back to conservatism?
Suits every day.
Suits every day.
The weed,
like,
bras over sweaters on commercials.
The weed movement would immediately stop. Gone. Like, impossibly.
Or it could switch and alcohol could get banned.
That too. Like,
I think that's going to happen.
You think that's going to happen?
If I had to put money on it, what's going to get banned in 30 years? It's not going to be weed. It's going to be alcohol.
No, what?
No, I'm saying right now there's a huge
take.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll say cigarettes.
Speaking of things like that,
cigarettes.
The story
yeah.
about the kid whose lung collapsed and he blames vaping for it. And there was, like,
oh,
good for him.
So explain it for those listening. I don't
there was
know.
A kid, I think he was like 16 or something. He's been vaping for a year and a half or two. He just, one day, I think he was at sports practice, collapsed.
Oh my God.
And they rushed him to the hospital and they're mm-hmm. like, and he's like, yeah, I can't breathe. It feels like there's an elephant on my chest. They're like, your lung collapsed. We're taking you to the surgery right now.
Oh my God.
Your surgery, like, his lung repair is like, yeah, I blame vaping for this. It's like,
that's
they
ridiculous.
Say that the vaping caused his lungs to get so inflamed and so, like, friable that, like, it just, like, took a tiny little bump or whatever and just collapsed.
I mean, I have guys who work at Yelp who, like, sneak, like, a hit of their vape.
What
their
is it? Is it? It's nicotine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The understanding.
How old do I sound right now saying that? What is
what
vape?
Is, oh, what is this?
Vape?
What is this?
Oh,
what is this, the vape?
I don't
no, but I don't partake in anything
no,
in that
yeah.
area, so I don't know.
Ignorance is bliss. So basically, the vape stuff, I don't do the Juul, but what it is, it's like a pod. And in the pod, there's like juice. This is my understanding. I also could be wrong. And I guess it heats up the juice or whatever, and you smoke it, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it makes you feel, because I don't.
It's water vapor, though. You're not supposed to breathe water. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Just,
there's also, I think there's some that are just vapor, and there's some that are also that contain nicotine, which is what
right. That's for smokers. But
yeah.
kids are using those.
They're using.
Why are they using the nicotine ones? What's the advantage of using a nicotine one if you haven't?
Maybe they don't sell.
Does nicotine get you high? Nicotine is just an addictive part, right?
I don't know that feeling. This is also the problem. Like, I don't know what that head rush feels. I know when you smoke a cigar, I feel tilted. That's an old Peter May phrase. Shout out Peter May. But, like, but I don't know if that's also the case when people smoke Juul or if they smoke a cigarette.
But then there's ones with weed in them.
CBD. That's
yeah,
a whole
CBD.
That's one. Fake.
No. There's like actual like weed pens, aren't there? They're like,
oh, that's pens. Completely different. There's
no,
Juul
no,
and there's
right,
dab
right.
pens. Yeah.
What's that?
A dab pen. So basically, now we're getting to a great pot discussion. So
I know nothing. This is like this is like when we were talking about the Kardashians.
Oh, that was, Nancy loves that pot episode, by the way. Shout out.
I know nothing. So.
I'll walk through dab pens. So a dab pen, for those listening at home that don't know what weed or marijuana is, so same shit. Pot, what they do is there is an element in marijuana, it's THC.
Right.
Now, the dab pen is, now when you smoke like a joint or a bowl, you're getting a certain level of THC that's within
right.
your butt or whatever. And a dab pen, you're getting, it's more THC. It's like condensed.
Concentrated.
It's concentrated. And
but is that also vapor?
No, it's just, it's basically the dab, which is the oil. It's like a yellow, oily, like gooey looking thing that comes in its capsule. It
mm-hmm.
heats up from the pen. You smoke it and it makes it smoke.
Was it made out of wax?
It's wax, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're smoking wax.
So that's crazy.
So you're looking for trouble.
Basically, yeah.
You're just getting the THC.
You're literally getting, it's much stronger.
That's like cocaine.
So the people
you're smoking a Hanukkah candle.
The people smoking dabs or like the dab pen, if you see like a weed pen, those things are much stronger than if you like smoke a joint or a bowl, yeah. Like, because that is pure concentrated THC. And that's also wax. That's bad. I've seen some crap, and it's no. Like, listen, I'll don't get me wrong. Hypothetically, I've partaken before, but I'll tell you right now, that stuff it makes your brain out. Like literally, like you don't do anything. You don't want it. Like other stuff, you want to run around and have fun and eat cake, but like this, you're like melted.
So it's like LSD.
I've never done that. I don't.
I've never done that either.
Haven't done acid.
I know people who have, and they say it's just like. You just kind of collapse and melt.
You kind of melt, yeah. That's all it is.
What are these people? Get a hobby.
You know, I should just tell them that. Get a hobby. That
get
is
a hobby.
As my mother would say, get a life. Thank you.
As your mother would say, get a life.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, that's crazy about that kid blaming the.
Well, it's easy to blame. There's like 79 other cases in the U.S. that are like that.
Do you know where this reminds me of now? And this is a really cool. You know how history repeats itself and how we blame. Companies for our own wrongdoing in a way.
It's easy.
Oh, that's the can of worms right there.
How about that? The two girls sued McDonald's for their weight problems. Do you ever hear this story or no? It was like in the early 2000s.
No, never heard of that.
They were both, one girl was 14, she weighed 270. Another girl was like 12 and weighed like 180.
Are they twins? No, not twins. Were they sisters?
Sisters.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah, it comes up in the Super Size Me documentary. But they sued McDonald's saying that they were the direct cause of their weight, and this is how the whole Super Size Me documentary came out, because they said that if unless somebody could prove for 30 days at breakfast, lunch, and dinner that it affects your body, like then you have a case.
Well, he's coming out with a new movie, right? Isn't he doing it again?
Is he really?
Same guy, I think he's doing the McDonald's challenge again for another 30 days.
Wow! Now
he's looking.
Looking for
trouble.
Now we're really running out of ideas here. If we're gonna remake Super Size Me, geez, okay.
It's the same guy. So one time when I used to take ethics classes in school, and there was like this one case about a company who put 40% less sugar on a cereal box,
mm-hmm.
And is that, you know, a good thing to do or not? And I made the case it should be the responsibility of the parent to look at, you know, the nutrition facts.
Yeah.
But that's, like, as they say, a privileged point of view.
Get out of here.
Listen to the argument from the other side. The other side is that uneducated people...
They can't read the box.
Yes, and well, they don't know. They can't correlate a 40% less sugar not meaning, like, better for you.
Well,
there is a sense that the company is trying to deceive you.
No, definitely.
By saying it's 40% less sugar, even if it still has, you know, way worse sugar. But like, I could see that argument. Like, that's the same argument with these companies.
Yeah.
McDonald's, they're not like, if they say, oh, this salad has 0 grams of fat, but then you add dressing, cheese, and all that crap, and then it's bad for you. That's why those girls are
so. But I mean, by that standard, like by that, like, ethical dilemma, I guess I would be someone who is, what was the word?
Privileged.
Yeah, but like, what the hell do I know? What does 40% less sugar mean to me? Like, is that quantifiable to you? You're walking into the, like, I understand it's less sugar, but.
But we know to look at the back of the box.
Everyone should know to look at the back of the box.
That's what you hope, but that's a privileged point of view.
Let me ask you something. When you park your car out here and you check the signs, right? You look around, you say, all right, can I park here? It's clean. We do this all the time in the city. If you park in the city, you look. Is there parking? No parking on Thursdays, no parking on Wednesdays, you know, whatever. No one told me to look at those signs and find them. Whether I have a Mercedes, a Volvo, it doesn't matter.
That's
what
different.
Car, what I'm
that's
saying.
Different.
How's it different?
That's like saying that, I hate analogies, but in that analogy, that's like saying, that's like having a sign there that says, like, I don't know how to phrase this as an analogy, some cars allowed here, or like something like that. And then like, then there's another sign on the bottom that gives a list of cars.
I have a question.
That's like what it is.
What?
If you're driving a car and you can't read, and you park in a spot with a sign that says you can't park, and you argue that you couldn't read. So
no, because ignorance isn't...
Well, I can't read!
That's good stuff.
Technically, if you don't know the law, say that like you have to park 30 feet away from a stop sign, and you still do it, then you're caught.
All right, quickly, shout out to Jake. We got 30 seconds.
Shout out to Jordan Sarford and his beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, shout out to Jordan Sarford. Yeah, shout out to Larry King. Officially got a 7th divorce today.
Really?
Yeah. I was just waiting on that.
Shout out to Jake and Jacob for the beautiful rice cooker. I can't wait to start it up once I get some rice or when I get something cooking. Very nice.
Great. We have Instagram. We have Twitter. Jake Pod. We got t-shirts. And thanks for listening to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.